For those that are living for God, the true born-again believers, they can expect this. They can expect opposition from the enemy of their soul. That's right. Satan will do all that he can to oppose the Christian, to hinder them and to keep them from serving Jesus Christ, their Savior.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're glad to have you with us today, and we're going to deal with coming against strongholds. Now, I would like to read out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning with the third verse. Paul would write this, inspired of the Holy Spirit, "For though we walk in the flesh," or in the natural, "we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal," or they're not fleshly, "but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Verse 5, "casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." I would like to say that we as Christians are engaged in a spiritual conflict with and against evil. My friend, the powers of darkness and evil are very real and they're very present. I would think you would have to agree that if you're saved, if you're following the Lord, you'll know that things are not getting better, but they're getting worse. These are, I believe, the last of the last days. In fact, I believe that Jesus is coming very soon. I'm looking for the coming and the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming for what? A church that's washed in the blood of the Lamb, without spot or wrinkle, one that is saved, cleansed, born again. He's coming for his own. And I do believe that he's coming soon. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled just like the Word of God said would happen. But my friend, while we're on this earth, I can say this, that Satan attacks those who belong to God. He opposes the believers in Christ. He wages war in the heavenlies. There is a spiritual conflict in the heavenlies that opposes the child of God. In fact, I would like to take you to the book of Daniel and chapter 10. And I'd like to read, beginning with the 12th verse. It says, "Then he said to me, 'Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I have come because of your words.'" Look at verse 13. "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the king of Persia." Now, my beloved, I can say this. We see very clearly that while Daniel was fasting and praying, that there was definitely a spiritual battle of great magnitude. I mean, we see behind the veil, the spiritual curtain, if you will, that the prince of Persia prevented Daniel from receiving God's message from the angel. There was a great conflict in the heavenlies, if you will. And Daniel, even though that was taking place in the spiritual realm, Daniel felt and sensed that in the natural. But the natural is not where it originated from. It was in the heavenlies, the powers of darkness that come against the child of God. You know, we know that there is this conflict. In fact, I would like to take you to the book of Ephesians and look at chapter 6 and the 12th verse. Paul would write saying this, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood." This is true. "But against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." There will be that opposition against the child of God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.